Hi, Gloria Liebecker with Healing You. This morning I had a session with a client that's really stayed with me. This is someone that I've worked with for years, and my heart really feels tender for this person. I want to be able to speak to something that isn't spoken to very often. It's around neglect. And acknowledging that there's so many different types of neglect that can affect the way that we are able to attach for a secure relationship, or whether it's going to be an avoidant relationship attachment, or is it an ambivalent relationship attachment, or do we go down into disorganized attachment? So those terms are all in the attachment theories, and they're not common to a lot of everyday people. And yet when you were born into a setting where there was no secure attachment, your system does the best it can to support you to survive. For a lot of people, when their sympathetic activation can support them to fight or to run, to express, to cry out and make noise in an attempt to draw in that parent or that other being that's caretaking them in order to develop a secure attachment, that is actually a higher frequency. It's more mobilization. And I want to speak to the fact that there are many that do not have that capacity. They have been so imprinted by their environment, and they have such a lack of nurturance that they go numb and blank. And inside of that numbness and that blankness, there is still an excruciating pain. And that's the pain of not being caught, of not being felt or seen or heard, of not having the experience of somebody understanding what it's like for you to be you. And that's really difficult to actually put words around. So some of the words that capture a bit of this experience can be a sense of diminishment, a numbness, an uncertainty, being just awash in all of that crap that is so confusing. There's a bewilderment. And this emotional abuse, the emotional neglect, it's when there's a void there, then the path home can feel like it's just littered with so many brambles, something thorny brambles that just continually get in your way. And to find your way to where there's someone that can hear you and begin to see the enormity of this pain that you've lived with all of your life is really vital. And the path home is not an easy one. I'm not going to pretend it is. And yet it is the path home. And when you can find accompaniment along that path, it will ease the pain ever so slightly. And it will allow you to begin to discover what the emotions mean and where they are in your system, in your body, in order for them to begin to be released and to be able to integrate for the first time your whole sense of self. It is possible. It is a long path. And it can feel so lonely at times. And there are places that will welcome you and will stay with you in an enduring relationship as you find your way back to who you really are. It's so important. I want there to be so much support in the world for us human beings to find our way back to who we really are. So if this resonates with you, and you don't have accompaniment in your life, I encourage you to be willing to reach out, to begin to explore what it might look like for you to have support along that path where there's all those brambles that seemingly block you from existing fully in your life. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach out to me at healingyousanctuary.com. There's a place where you can click to schedule a free 30-minute conversation with me. And I'd love to explore what it might be like for you and make referrals as needed. Thanks for being on this journey with me today. Healing you.